The New York Times and some other newspapers have picked up on speculation that Maine Senator Susan Collins might be considered as a running mate for GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. As Mallory reports, Collins says she has her doubts.
Collins says she is honored that her name has come up. It's not the
weather forecast in a few minutes, and later this hour, why Eugene V. Debs matters in this election year. But first, second chances often don't come easily for people getting out of prison. Combine a criminal record with a
first time she's been mentioned for a high post, including cabinet positions in previous administrations. But she doesn't believe she'll be asked to join the Trump ticket.
First of all, I've never even met Donald Trump, and we are
Small Business Person of the Year. And today, she and the nominees
obviously
in the country
have very different styles.
Collins endorsed Jeb Bush early in the race and says she will not formally back any of the remaining candidates. She says it's been a bizarre political year and finds it hard to believe that out of all the Republicans seeking the presidency, it's now down to Donald Trump, Ted Cruz.
Hi, good morning. This is Lamont. This is Susan.
How you doing?
And John Kasich.
I've been wrong in virtually every prediction that I've made during this political cycle. And at this point, I'm going to...
Unexpected lift to workers like Lamont Coggins, who flagged her down...
Several political commentators have suggested that Collins, who is well-liked, could help Trump by bringing very high favorability ratings. And as a woman and a moderate, she could help balance the ticket, or so the argument goes. But others...
I got kind of like a rough look, so that was already like kind of like a no.
Others point out that she's from a small state with few electoral votes, and that Trump, if he gets the nomination...
...in Maine. But he's also...
...someone more like him to help energize his supporters. The social media reaction...
...hasn't been in trouble.
...with comments ranging from those urging Collins to...
I tell him.
...nomination if it comes, to warnings that she's committing...
Tell him that is like, black.
Coggins says he was starting to lose hope that he'd be able to support his wife and four kids. And then he found out about MaineWorks and Margo Walsh.
Not to provide hypothetical...
She's helped her phone bills, buy groceries, kicked him out of a homeless...
So,
Daddy work.
I really am not spending...
Listen, like,
and think
he knows
about that.
Care about...
Collins jokes that she's not
it's different than the
phone for a call from Donald Trump or his campaign staff. She says she has plenty of work to do in the Senate, which is her focus at the moment. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.